If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Dude, this is like the fourth time this week that you've brought up cannibalizing me. Like, should I be worried about this at some point?
Tasty.
Well, I mean, needless to say, she peed on me.
What was that?
Yeah, and who knew Heineken had such a smooth finish?
What a finish, food meat.
I don't know about that, but do you think I can fit this entire orange in my mouth?
You're an orange.
Look, if I hear someone singing Hamilton in the shower one more time, I might join them. So I can drown them.
Drown bodies.
Yeah, but that's the only way to get free cake at the office parties.
That's why you have to eat it all.
Well, I mean, that brings up the question, like, how much caffeine is poisonous? I'm asking for myself. I'm actually worried about it.
None of it's poison. Blow up your heart, Tasty.
Well, you see, Marxism is actually...
That's what you get for voting red.
You mean the guy that was sitting in a box in the hallway with a sweater vest draped over his head?
That's because he was dead. I ate his intestines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were tasty. But fava
beans. Yeah, like, what is the difference between an undergraduate research assistant and a random nosy 19-year-old?
It depends on the flavor and the texture and how you marinate it.
Dude... Yeah, it gets rough, but just let Bob Ross caress your happy little struggles away.
That's right. Paint the liver and onions.
Yeah, like that.
Exactly. Make it juicy and delectable.
I mean, yeah, but that dude talks like he thinks the world is waiting with bated breath to hear what he thinks about Fight Club.
Exactly, because I ate his lungs.
You ever do that thing where, like, you're vacuuming, and then it's going,
yes.
And while it's doing like the vacuum noises, you're going, ah, in like harmony,
yes,
with the vacuum.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good.
I use
about
vacuums to vacuum up the bones and what's left of the bodies when I'm done feasting.
Wait, did you hear that too, or am I just imagining things?
It's just Steve.
Yeah, but I didn't see your name written on it.
Because I carved it in bone.
Well, this takes finesse and focus, none of which you have.
I ate focus for breakfast.
Yeah, you're right. Everything about that screams recipe for a disaster.
That's what she said.
No, dude, that's not the wind howling.
Especially when I ate her larynx.
No. I said I was supervising, not participating.
Well, your loss, it tastes great.
Well, I mean, I just want to get out of this town and, like, experience the world.
I can help you leave in pieces in a body bag or cooler.
Oh, yeah, no, I was definitely fishing for compliments. I'm just waiting for the hook to pick some up.
You look tasty.
Yeah, feel free to admire me.
I will as I cut into you and eat you for breakfast. podcast.
No. I refuse to have this kind of negativity within my eyesight. Remove yourself at once.
But I'm complimenting you.
I mean, normal is subjective, but I can't say I see this every day.
I don't need just anybody.
I mean, just look at him. It's a lot harder than it looks. I don't think you realize that.
That's what she said as I cut her to pieces.
Well, I mean, immortal doesn't mean invincible. I mean, for all we know, the dude could be choking on a grape for all time.
I'll choke him on a grape, and then I'll cut into him, and I'll cook him, and I'll eat his brain, and then I will have his power.
Dude, what if, like, you reincarnated while choking on a grape, and then immediately died? Like, do you get, like, an extra one?
I would just continuously eat the corpses.
Well, what about number six?
Number six was especially tasty with juice.
Okay.
And I added barbecue sauce and a hint of cilantro for that extra kick.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's dry clean only.
No, it's not. He was Sicilian and it added that extra bit of spice.
I mean, it's just like the sun, man. It goes round and round and round.
It does. It goes in and it comes out and it goes to the earth and it grows a new person for me to eat later.
Well, yeah, I was cleaning my attic, and then I found, like, this little glass ball with a bunch of names on them.
You said ball.
I mean, I dropped one, but, like,
you
it shattered.
Ball?
And then, like, all of a sudden, a person disappeared.
And then we eat what's left of the ball.
Yeah, no, I'm down. Let's do it. I mean, what could go wrong, right?
Eat the balls.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.